Chapter 2. Frederica's mother and sister were toasting crumpets in front of the electric fire in the dismal sitting room of their flat when Frederica arrived home to join them. Frederica's mother had been out shopping and had bought herself a hat and paid 5 guineas for it. It was a ridiculous, flowery confection that would suit Electra Wells down to the ground when she appeared in it for Easter, wearing it with one of her slender suits and the accompaniment of trim, expensive shoes and immaculate gloves. She had a heart-shaped face that was so like Frederica's vivid one that they could have passed for sisters, except that Frederica was fair and her mother was an exquisite Italian darkness, and was the daughter of an equally exquisite Italian mother. Rosaline, on the other hand, was like an April day, all sunshine and smiles. Her complexion made ordinary people think of alabaster vases, and when she blushed, they thought of rose gardens. Her eyes were darkly blue and beautiful, and she had little teeth that bit into apples with a delightful, crunchy sound. The very thing they were doing now as she watched her mother buttering the crumpets. "Well, darling," Mrs. Wells inquired, looking up at her youngest daughter, "did you get the job?" "Yes, I got it." Frederica explained all that it would mean, and Rosaline was quick to see the advantages of living in the country, almost on top of a large country house. Mrs. Wells, who made a practice of being absolutely forthright and could see no reason why she should ever pretend about anything, immediately seized upon the obvious advantage of her daughter acquiring a bachelor for an employer. And at least Frederica knew that Humphrey Lestrade was a bachelor. "Let me see now," Electra murmured, clasping both hands together beneath her chin and exercising her excellent memory. "There used to be a Richard Lestrade who hunted with..."